Mom's Palace. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Twin Talk.
Yes, on this podcast, not only do we give a breakdown,
but also share our thoughts and insights on the latest and
the greatest TV series, movies, documentaries in the world.
So have a chat with your favorite girls,
Tina
and Tim. Hey y'all,
what's cracking? Oh my god, the
end of the year. How did we get here so fast? Oh my god,
I swear
this November year went by so fast.
I was about to say like October, November, like low-key flew by,
but oh, yeah, I don't even remember
December. Girl,
no, September, so we can just start with the birds.
Yeah, September. With the birds. I'm dead. Not the birds.
Yeah, it just went by super fast, but we just want to say thank you guys for tuning into, like, this is like our first, I mean, it's not a year yet, but it's just been, we're wrapping up the year, so we just want to thank you guys for, like, tuning in and listening to us. We was trying to get it together this year. We was trying.
Girl, look, I feel like we finally found our stride, and you know, we found our audience. Like, you guys are definitely showing love. Everybody has been supportive. We appreciate it so, so much. And we definitely finna get these sponsorships up, finna get these episodes out to y'all, because it's a lot of, it's so many shows that we didn't even get a chance to talk about.
We had plans on top of plans, but just like everything that's going on in the world,
right,
stuff like that, we wasn't able to. But let me tell you something, stay tuned for next year, because 2022 we coming back with vengeance.
Okay, be on the lookout. It is a wrap.
We do want to say thank you again to everybody. Make sure you do subscribe, and next year we're gonna be on and popping and stuff like that. We do want to take it back. Last week, guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I know it was a long time before, but we brought one back. Black Widow versus Cruella. And I just wanted to tell you guys the winner.
Oh my God, who won?
And the winner, drum roll, please. It was Cruella.
That is, and you know what? I felt like she was going, even though I love Black Widow.
I still
felt like Cruella was going to win.
I knew Cruella was going to win. Just like, I think it shocked everybody because, again, a lot of people had their hesitations on Emma Stone. And just like, they was like, Emma Stone out of everybody. And I think that she killed it.
We were caught off.
Not seeing Emma Stone playing that type of role, because we always just see her in this, like, kind of good role. And if she did, like, she was never, like, a villain.
Exactly. So
I think her acting, I think overall the production design was amazing.
It was dope.
I think about the movie was fantastic. So, I loved it. Thanks, everybody that voted. Now, don't get me wrong. Black Widow was right behind Cruella.
Oh, they put up a fight?
It was pretty close. It was a really close race, but at the end, Miss Cruella took the win.
Cruella won.
So thanks guys for voting and taking part of that. And can't wait to have more polls and stuff next year.
Oh my God, so excited. We love talking to you guys. Or hearing from you guys.
We love it. We love it. And then we're definitely going to open a section that you guys can ask us questions, and that y'all can request, like, what kind of shows, what movies we should do and stuff like that. And give us, like, feedback, because we want to get the feedback back. So we're going to have all that open up. so you all can just continue to communicate with us. But we want to get into this week's.
Oh my God. This is exciting. I'm excited for this week's.
Tell us a little bit more, Tina. Why are you so excited for this week?
So this week, we figured, like T said earlier, we know we haven't been on air for a full year, but it is the end of the year. And so we figured just to play it fair, we'd have a show that we kind of just picked our top picks for the year. Like, uh-huh. Just go over a few things that maybe we missed or didn't get to say about a show that we really liked. And you know, it's so many to choose from. Like, so I think quarantine caused a lot of people to dig deep in their creative minds.
Absolutely.
And it resulted in a lot of great art being put out. I'm so excited to, like, talk about a few of these. And, like, even, don't get me wrong, like, the shows we talked about, my list could be, like, 15 shows, movies long. Like, we're going to be on here for 4 hours.
Absolutely.
But we gonna try to keep it down because, you know, we don't want to be just talking for 4 or 5 hours. But it's possible. It is possible. It is
possible. There was a lot of, I'm not going to lie, that definitely put out a lot of great TV shows.
Quality.
Brought back a lot of great TV shows.
Quality. So
it was a very busy but fun year just watching, you know, all these TV shows and stuff, which was so good. And I'm so happy because this is what I live for.
So glad good TV is back. Because I don't know, before, maybe I don't remember much life before quarantine, which is hilarious. But I just feel like shows was falling off. And then...
Low key.
Were just at home and like we realized, they're like, what are we watching? And, you know, the more our voices got out there, because we was only on social media, we couldn't say it nowhere else. So you had to see it. And it just forced a lot of these producers, writers, directors to be like, okay, let's put some quality out there. So
put some quality.
I guess quarantine worked for a little bit.
It was doing its thing. So
it did what it had to do. It did what it had to do.
We're excited. So what we're going to do pretty much is we're going to talk about our top three, which is, if it's movies, TVs, shows, we're just going to pick our top three. We're going to dive in, going to kind of explain it a little bit, and then kind of talk about the top episode that you all participated in. So we'll talk about the number one episode in TV and shows that you all really like. So yes, we're going to dive in. Tina, take it away. What was your one of your favorite TV shows? Let's get into it.
So I'm super excited to go first because we didn't get a chance to talk about this show, but I loved this show. I've watched the entire season at least 3 times, not skipping through. And you know how I am. Like, I got anxiety. Yeah. So, like, I always skip through the parts that make me sad. But this show was just so good. Like, I keep watching it. Like, I fall asleep to it occasionally. Like, it's just one of my shows. So it was a show that came out on Netflix. It's a Netflix original. It is called Halston. Halston.
Oh,
and for those, I know me and you briefly talked about it, and I was like, see, I love this show. It's so good. Yeah. And you was like, okay, girl, go ahead. But it, like, anybody who's into fashion knows who Halston is, or fashion history, or history in general. Halston was a real person, a real brand that existed. Let's see. He existed like mid-70s to early 90s before he fell off. And much like a lot of fashion brands, a lot of people don't realize it's hard to make it in the fashion industry. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, look at what's an example? Von Dutch. Like, Von Dutch done been up and down a million times. They hot, they not. They hot, they not. So with Halston, his challenge was staying relevant, but he battled so many demons. Halston was in an abusive family. His father drank to the point where he would beat his mother in front of him. And then, of course, growing up in the South and him being a member of the LGBT community, you know, that didn't sit right with dad. And one of the things it was a beautiful scene at the beginning of the first episode where after his father put his hands on his mom again, he went and found these like random pieces of things and put a beautiful hat together for her. And that was his love language to her, was dressing her, making her feel beautiful again. And that he took that with him all the way to success, where he became a brand that was in Macy's, that was in the fashion shows with Balenciaga, with Gucci, with like all these huge brands, Dior. Like, this is, you can look this up. He is a real person. And it just was so dope to see his story, because they had, his life just seemed so made up. Mm-hmm. Like, this looks like it's a Netflix original, like for real original. Like, it is a Netflix original, but it looks like it's a Netflix original. But no, this is a real person. And he just, you know, go through his battle with substance abuse, dating different men, who one of the guys who he absolutely fell in love with, who was one of the reasons why his career went down. I hated him, his character. you know, and just how they used him, or like honestly drained the life out of him. And that's what, it's a cautionary tale. It's a beautiful story. It was perfectly acted, that the main actor that plays Halston, which is Ewan McGregor, which you wouldn't even recognize him. Like, I had no idea. I had to look it up. I was like, that was Ewan McGregor? Like, he looks nothing like him. It doesn't embody, you know, sometimes you can see an actor in a movie or in a character, like when Denzel plays certain characters, like, that's Denzel, that's right there. You know what I mean? I had no idea it was Ewan McGregor. He just played him so flawlessly, and it was a beautiful story. I'm sad that he isn't around anymore, because I do believe the real Halston passed away. But his story should definitely go on in the fashion industry. He was an icon and a trailblazer, and it showed in the show. Netflix does a really good job of respecting the art, so I appreciate that. And it was just a really awesome show. Rotten Tomatoes only gave it 65%. I don't know what's going on with them. Rotten Tomatoes, we need to talk about this, because y'all need to fix y'all scoring system, because I don't know what you were looking at. But what I looked at was awesome.
They are always just on another level. I don't...
Girl. And the girl who played Liza Minnelli, I don't know. I feel like I've seen her face before, Krista Rodriguez. But I don't know what other show or movie she's been in. But she played Liza Minnelli. Flawless. Like, I thought that was Liza Minnelli. Like, it looked like they reincarnated Liza Minnelli and, like, put her on screen. She was so dope. And just so incredibly talented. That was one of my top picks this year.
Okay.
My favorite scene. So we're going to go top pick. I gave you a basic storyline. I'm giving you my favorite scene. One of my favorite scenes is when they were in... Oh, man, there were so many good scenes. Dang. Is this my favorite scene? Okay, yeah. Okay, this is my favorite scene. When my favorite portion of this show, I'm going to cheat a little bit. Okay. Was when they were in Paris, France for Fashion Week. And this was Fashion Week circa like 1983 or 4, I want to say. And it was like, it was a huge deal. Like, Fashion Week is still obviously a huge deal, but like the pageantry, the exclusiveness, everything was just like, you know how old Hollywood was. So it was like that. And Halston just kept getting blows thrown at him. Like, first he got one of the biggest artists in the world, Liza Minnelli, to come and promise to be in his show. And then the organizers of the event made him share her with everybody.
Ooh.
And because, you know, I don't know if y'all know this, but like in the fashion industry, like American brands aren't as respected as European brands, because European brands have been established for a lot longer. So that's Gucci, Dior, Balenciaga, YSL, those kind of places. So Halston, like, what, you American? We ain't got no respect for you. They were just throwing shade. They put him in the jankiest room in this gorgeous palace. He had literally buckets everywhere because the ceiling was leaking everywhere. His room was maybe not even the size of my front room. And if you're doing a full fashion show, like, I know I got room, but if you're doing a full fashion show, mm-hmm. you would need space. Like, of they course. Crammed him in, and then it was just like, it was, you know how I like drama a little bit.
Libby.
It was just all of these fabulous fashion designers throwing shade at each other. And it was just like, oh yes, read each other. I just loved it. And he knocked the fashion show out the park. Nobody was talking about anybody else's part of the show except for his, because his part mm-hmm. was like incredible. He wanted to go last. They was like, nah, you're gonna go fifth. Which who you gonna remember the first show and the last show? And you don't really remember the middle, you know what I mean? And he like, fifth, what the? And his own manager was like, look, deal with it. We got to keep going. Mm-hmm. And he pushed through it. And like, I just loved that part of it. And then he took off after that. But that's my first pick, Grom.
Okay.
It was dope. It was kind of dope.
I love the passion. I guess I got to watch it. So yeah, I did not watch it. But I just remember her talking about the show. And I was just like, okay.
I love it. But you know how I'm like a low-key fashionista. Like, I mean, I'm
very high-key.
I'd be all in it.
Okie dokie. So let me... All right, so it's my turn. Let me see.
Yes. Tell me, what's your first pick? Not necessarily a top pick, but what's the first show you want to talk about?
The first show this year... It's so hard, guys, because I've literally watched a million shows this
girl.
Yeah, my mind is just like, ugh. And then
this is hard, y'all.
And then all the shows that I've been waiting for literally came out this month.
Right. At the end of the year.
Oh my goodness. So what am I gonna talk? Okay, so the first one I guess I'll pick is going to be Handmaid's Tale.
Oh my God. Oh my God, you love that show.
Y'all, if you haven't watched Handmaid's Tale, it is a fantastic show. It is very deep. It's very gritty. It's very deep. And some will say it's very uncomfortable to watch.
Oh my God. I'm some. I am some.
But I love that show. So I waited.
I still watched it, y'all. I think I made it to what, season 2 or 3 before I was like, T, I can't do this.
We waited a year. So because of COVID happened, it was supposed to come out last year. And we waited an extra year and a half. And then it finally came out in the springtime. This season, oh my God, it was so amazing. Because if you have been on this journey...
Mm-hmm.
of the Handmaid's Tale, you will understand that it was a lot to take in, and just seeing I'm not trying to say too much because I know you haven't watched it, but
was it, did they break free yet? Is that coming?
Yeah, I'm not gonna say that, but I just, what I enjoyed in Elizabeth Moss is so fantastic. I actually got to see her really grow as not only an actress, but as an individual in the show, but as an actress, because I watched her in other things. Just to see her play this role, this season was so good because every character was going through something, was struggling through something, and we were seeing them, and everybody by the end of the end of the season, they were struggling, and you got to see their challenges throughout. And then by the end, certain people had their results, they had their answers, and it's go time, right?
Period.
I went through so many different emotions. I was watching it with one of my good friends, and we were constantly talking about it. It takes you on a drive. I was actually so engaged because I think what I'm having with a lot of these shows that I've been waiting like 2 years or a year for, they come back, and I'm like, that's it?
Right.
You have me waiting for this long?
Right.
But this one was just so good. I mean, the relationships, the dialogue, and then it's just, it was a moment I can't really talk about, but my favorite scene. Whew, my favorite scene is the bridge scene. And if you have seen Handmaid's Tale, you know what scene I'm talking about, the bridge scene. And those two looking at each other, everybody's in separate, like on separate sides of the bridge, but these two people were in the middle. And it was supposed to be that moment, like you could have like captured, killed, but it was such an intimate moment.
Girl, that it felt like my
heart going crazy. And yeah. Guys, I'm just telling y'all, yes, it's a hard show to watch, but it's honestly truly amazing. It's just about a society that, you know, it's about women bearing children, but how they're bearing children and this broken society, it's horrible. And it gets you thinking because it's like,
I will say that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. If that would have happened in times like this, that will suck.
Girl.
That will be, and I like, yeah, I'm not doing that. If you know the story, if you know what I'm talking about. And that's why I like one of these, hopefully next year, if Tina could catch up, actually do a deep dive.
Don't put me on for this. Okay, I'm gonna catch up.
Please, because I want to dive deep into Handmaid's Tale, because it's actually really deep. It's actually, it's kind of scary, because it's like, if it were to happen in real time, like, what would you do? Because it's like, it's about women, and it's about how we lost our power.
How we handed our power over.
How we ended our power. And it's a struggle about surviving. It's about
how certain women handed our power
over. Yeah.
And we didn't know. Girl, so, I got that far in it. I knew that much. I was like, she is the reason.
It was it's horrible. But it's also good because you just see the main character, Elizabeth Moss, and a couple of other characters just fighting for their lives, fighting for what's right. And people inside this horrible like mindset is actually opening their eyes to this, like,
oh, this is wrong.
Yeah, like, this is actually wrong. Why are we doing this again? So it's deep. But yes, that was one of my favorite shows this year. All right, what's your next pick?
Oh my God. Okay. So, my next pick, and this is weird. I didn't think I would choose two guys. I don't know. Well, okay. My next pick is the Loki show.
Oh! Okay.
Yeah. So, I started it a while ago, but I didn't finish it till maybe last month because I watched the first, like, episode and a half, and I was, like, not impressed. Not impressed because I love Marvel. Disney's been cranking out some really quality movies and shows.
Uh-huh.
But it just didn't hold my attention like how WandaVision did when it came out. Shout out to WandaVision, loved that show as well. Scarlet Witch is a beast. Cannot wait for the next movie. Oh my God,
I can't.
But I finally, somebody told me, I don't know who I was talking to, it had to have been a customer or something at work. Mm-hmm. And they were like, no, go back, finish watching it. Because if you don't watch it, none of the other stuff is coming up, like in Spider-Man. Like, it's not going to make sense. And I'm like, okay. And he was like, no, it gets better. I promise you, it gets better.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, okay, cool. So I finished the episode 2. And by the end of episode 2, I was hooked. Because I only gave episode 2 like maybe 15 minutes. And then I was like, yeah, whatever,
you gotta keep going.
Uh-huh. A girl, by the end of episode 2, I was like, okay, well, let me see what's going on here. And okay, so if you don't know who Loki is, I don't know who you are. Loki is the god of mischief. How do you say that word? Mischief? Okay. He is the god of mischief, and is the stepbrother or adopted brother of Thor, if you want to call him that. We first saw him in the first Avengers, which came out in what, like 2010? It's been some years.
2012?
Somewhere in there. But he didn't really they didn't really, they used him as a secondary character in most of the Marvel movies. So he's been in all, pretty much all the Avengers. He's been in all of the Avengers. He's been in all of Thor's. He's been made like a few appearances in like Guardians of the Galaxy and stuff, but it's never been the Loki show. So it was nice to really go in depth and really find out more about this character. And it was funny. It was hilarious. Owen Wilson was in it. I was like, Owen Wilson? What? Like,
I was so excited to see him.
I love him as Lightning McQueen. So
he's just a phenomenal actor.
He's one of my favorite actors. I've loved him like since, what movie did I see him in first? I want to say, not Undercover Brother. It was the other one that was kind of themed like it. Was it The Other Guys? Something like that.
He wasn't in that one. Wedding Crashers was hilarious.
I wasn't allowed to watch that till I got older. I thought it late. But when I saw Owen Wilson in there, I was like, okay, this is funny. This is really funny. Mm-hmm. But the Marvel humor, true to Disney, true to Marvel, it's never like cheesy. And even if it is cheesy, it's on purpose cheesy. So it's still funny. And just the whole cast was just action packed. Another favorite actor of mine, Jonathan Majors, incredible actor coming up so fast. He, was in another show that appeared on HBO, Lovecraft Country. Oh my God, I should put that on. See, this is what I'm saying, y'all. We can't, three is hard.
It is really hard.
Lovecraft Country was incredibly scary, but incredible. Like, I'm not a scary mm-hmm. movie watcher, and the fact that I watched a thriller show, I loved it. And so seeing him play another type of character was really dope. And it was cool to see. I'll be on my black people stuff. It was cool to see a black man in charge of the whole universe. I was like, I knew he was God. I knew he was controlling it. When he got on the elevator and she tried to stab him and then he disappeared and the elevator opened, he was like, are you done? You wanna sit down? Calm down, lady. No, okay.
That one was like mind trippy, I swear.
So mind trippy. I don't want to give too much away because it's definitely worth going back and watching. If you haven't mm-hmm. watched it already, they showed at the end that there's going to be a season two, just like they did with WandaVision. There has to be.
Yeah. There's certain ones that you could tell that they built
for
that second season.
They have to. I'm so excited. I cannot wait for the second season. Basically, Loki gets abducted, if you want to say, or mm-hmm. picked up by the time travel keeper people, who are these mystical people who keep the timeline, which is our universe, in order and prevents it from being catastrophic or branching out. And it's just, it's weird. It's cool. It's weird. It kind of has a religious thing to it, like a metaphor. And not necessarily faith, but like how organized religion is, where you just have to have blind faith in your leaders and know that they're doing the right thing. But then sometimes they're not doing the right thing. And it's like, so you've been in control this whole time. Okay. So Marvel always, somebody is woke in that writer's room.
I think Marvel is doing such a fantastic job.
They are.
Just, you know, a multiple of like, you know, races and mm-hmm. everything like that. I love what they're doing. Marvel's always been just so amazing with that. And just to see like, these characters that you've watched and other stuff to be in the Marvel universe mm-hmm. and to be able to take part in this just great, great experience.
Mm-hmm. It's so good.
So amazing.
And you can share it with everybody. That's what's dope about Marvel is like, there's so many angles that they show that literally anybody can watch it. And we can all talk. I can talk about it with my 8-year-old. I can talk about it with a 50-year-old. And it's
I think that's what I love about it too. It's just like Marvel gives, not only they're going to produce awesome movies and shows, but then it's just like it allows everybody to be able to partake in it and understand it. And then it's just like we get emotional or, or getting super excited or get angry and mad, but it's like everybody's feeling that certain, that same way. So,
oh, I love it. Look at you, Miss Philosophical.
Oh, stop it.
But that was my second pick. Again, if you haven't seen it, go watch it. You sleeping under a rock. What's your second pick, ma'am?
So here again, my problem is I'm thinking about all the shows that are just now coming out.
I know
that have came out, and I keep forgetting the beginning of the year because after I had watched, now this show is going to be very shocking because. My sister was like, you have to watch the show, you have to watch the show, you have to watch the show. And I tell you, like, I watch the shows because I know the history of it. And I was actually really excited. So my second show that, because it just, we go get into it, but it was BMF.
Really? Oh, I didn't expect that one.
I know. And I didn't either, but because just knowing the history and then watching it was even more just like surreal. So pretty much if you don't know,
BMF. Again, sleeping under the rock.
Sleeping underneath the rock, BMF. So BMF stands for Black Mafia Family. And basically, it's inspired by a true story of two brothers who rose from the decaying streets of Southwest Detroit in the late 80s and gave birth to one of the most influential crime families in this country. This is a story about love, betrayal, and thug capitalism in this pursuit of the American dream. Now... The story is based, like I said, on two brothers, Big Meech and Terry. And the real story is they were basically trafficking drugs. And
no surprise there.
No surprise there. Detroit. And if you know, I mean, there's so many songs on Big Meech and all that stuff.
But... Larry Hoover. Whipping work. Hallelujah. So, that was my shit. Sorry.
Pretty much 50 Cent, if y'all don't know who 50 Cent is, whatever, but 50 Cent has dived in and really started producing all these TV shows. And like his shows are like number one, it's on Stars. Like he was the one that created Power and now making all these different shows, but he created the BMF. Now the reason why I watched the show is because Big Meech, again, if you don't know the history, they have a doc on Netflix. Like, I was obsessed with the Black Mafia family because this is, like, these people are, like, famous. He's currently in jail. Both brothers eventually got arrested in jail for just, like, being one of the top drug traffickers in the world, basically. So, Big Meech had kids, and Big Meech had a son. What makes this so good is that his son is actually playing him. And that's one of the
reasons. Oh, I didn't know that was his actual son. That's dope.
So the history behind that and the reason why I watched it, because I'm obsessed with authenticity, especially doing a show and a movie. So 50 Cent was casting in Atlanta and he told Little Meech to come through to check out the cast who's going to be playing your father. At 50 Cent, they was going through a bunch, you know, Lil Mitch was meeting everybody and everything like that. And then, so the next day, 50 calls Lil Meech, 7 o'clock in the morning, and was like, yeah, so I'm going to send you to LA, and you going to do some acting classes, because I can only see you playing your dad. I can't see nobody else playing it. And for 2 years... Lil Meech was taking acting classes.
Oh, wow. I didn't know this was in the work for that long.
Yeah. This was in the... So 50 wanted to do this, but he wanted to make sure he had the right
quality.
Person.
Okay.
And the fact that he had...
Respect. Shout out to 50 on that.
Shout out to 50 for that. I'm not a big fan of 50, but...
At all, but... You know,
but what he did with this was beautiful, just to tell his story. So Lil Meech was in acting classes for 2 years and then put on lipstick. Y'all, if y'all watch this show, you will never think this boy, like, you think that he's a natural actor. Like,
I had no idea.
Shout out to him. And if so, I never watched All American, but the person that's playing the brother, Terry, Da Vinci, he's playing the brother, and he plays also All American. So it was such a great
cast. I think he was in Grown-ish too.
Yes, that's where I saw him. Yes, he was in Grown-ish. So, and just the overall cast, I mean, if y'all watch it, y'all see, like, there's a couple of stars from Empire, like the one, I just forget her name, but she's been everywhere. And then the one that was playing Little Cookie, she's also in there too. Yeah, it's a big cast. I don't know if anybody watched Lincoln Heights, but the daddy that plays Lincoln Heights, he's the dad.
Dang.
Brothers. No, it's like a dope cast, guys. It is so good. And the reason why I chose it, because it's the fact that you're making this story come to life and having the son playing his father. It's on another level. And I think that that's so amazing, because you're showing the real authenticity. Not only is the son actually like, yeah, you can hear about certain things, but then it's like him talking to his dad and his dad telling certain stories. And mind you, his dad has yet to watch the show because he's in prison.
Oh, he hasn't seen it?
No, he hasn't seen it. He's just been hearing like, yo, your son is killing it, da 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 da.
That's dope.
And the show was just amazing, because you're just seeing these two brothers, you know, yeah, okay, we're not promoting doing drugs or anything like that. But at the end of the day, back in the days, that's what they were doing. And just to see this story being brought to life. And if you see it, you know that they were trying to do something else. Being brought up in that family, I mean, in those times in the 80s, struggling, a Black African family. And then it's just like drugs pop up, and then you just see, you know, it takes for the turn. But it was amazing. It was brilliantly done. The cast was amazing. Just the story and just the two main characters, they really, you know, get you in. I fell in love with Lil Meech acting, and the fact that, you know, he was his father.
I saw him in something else. That's why I didn't even think that he was related to Big Meech. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then the crazy thing is he raps. So he was rapping first. He wasn't even acting.
Okay.
So he was rapping. So now, for his such good performance, he's now on season two of Euphoria, one of the other biggest shows. So he got cast on there, which I'm so excited. Shout out to Euphoria, which Drake has produced. Yeah. I'll tell y'all, these rappers is coming up.
They're creative.
That was actually one of my shows, because it aired in September and I was late watching it, but then I watched it and then I was just like, wow, this is like actually so amazing, really, because, you know, hearing this story throughout my whole life and about this and just seeing it. And then when you actually watch it, it's like, okay, yeah, they were selling drugs, but it's like, you get to see the struggle. You get to see certain things that were going on and how they tried to make that transition to be businessmen in this crazy world. So I enjoyed it. So amazing. When you watch it, let me know so that we can actually dive into it and really talk about the different characters, because I don't want to give too much because it was just so amazing. But that was one of my shows of the year, because it was actually a show that shocked me, and I didn't think that it was going to be so good, but then it was like, wow, okay, the show was actually really, really good.
Shout out to Cash Doll.
Yes. Oh, my favorite scene? Oh my goodness, there's so many great scenes, but there is a great scene. One of my favorite scenes, I guess, it will be, I love the relationship between the two brothers, because one was, you know, into school. The other one was the oldest. But I just love how they'll get into these arguments. They can't stand each other, but then they love each other to death. Mm-hmm. And one of the scenes, one of the scenes is like at the hospital, and then and at the dinner table, and just the way they be looking at each other, and then it just be snapping back. Like, it was so real that
they're real brothers
right now. And that's how I was just adapting that. It was so many great scenes, but I love the scenes between the brothers and even with the daddy too, but the scenes between the brothers was really good. And just their dialogue and how they talk to each other is just the funniest thing. But anyways,
that is
now
funny.
To the finals. What is your last favorite TV or movie?
So
y'all see, we haven't even touched movies yet.
Girl, I wanna pick a movie, but I have so many shows on my mind that I gotta show homage. Like, if I could, honestly, here's my problem, y'all. I just saw Spider-Man. So, like, picking movie, there's a part of me that's like, pick Spider-Man. But, you know, we want to save some stuff for next season. Yeah. So, I'm not going to say Spider-Man, but
y'all,
watch it.
Please watch
Go
Spider-Man.
See it. Go see it.
There's a chance that's probably going to be one of the first things we talk about next year. Spider-Man was truly amazing, and that's all I'm gonna say. Please go
popping
out and watch it.
Popping ton. So because I can't unclout my mind, I'm gonna go with one more show, and I wonder if you're surprised that I picked it. Because again, you know how I am when it comes to like scary stuff, but I think I'm going to choose for my third show, Behind Her Eyes.
Whoa! Okay!
Yeah, because
that was good, though.
Yeah. It was. It threw me off. I didn't know it was a thriller, or if you want to even call it a sci-fi. What would you even call it? It's a psychological thriller, I guess, what you would call it.
Yeah, I would say that. Psychological thriller, yeah.
I was totally taken aback. There was so many twists and turns. Like, one minute I felt like, and I'm, you know how I am. I'm watching the show. I'm like, oh, he finna do this. I can see what's happening. Yep. And you know, some people like that. Some people don't like, shut up. You don't know what's going on. Like, no, I know what's going on. I can read this. I could not read this show. I could every episode, it was something new. It was something different. There was always a twist or turn, or there was always some type of something. But if you guys didn't see Behind Her Eyes, that came out at the beginning of 2021.
Yeah.
It came out in February. I forgot why I clicked on it. Because I told you to watch it.
Yeah, you're the one. So she's the one that told me to watch it. And I was like, I saw the trailer on Netflix and I was like, I'm going to get to it. And then she calls me again. She's like, no. You watch need it. To watch it. We need to talk about this at the same time. So then I was like, okay. My mind was blown.
And I made the mistake of watching most of the back part of episodes. It was 10 episodes or something like that.
It was 8.
It was 8 episodes. So I watched.
No, my God. It was 6.
Oh, you're right. It wasn't even that many. Oh, my God. That's how much
crazy
shit happened.
Because it was a limited series, yeah.
That's how much crazy shit happened in this movie. But the last few episodes I watched that night, because I was just upset. I had to finish it. I just kept watching it.
Worst decision I've ever did.
I was so traumatized by the end of the final show. And I was like, why did I do this to myself? But it was written so beautifully. I don't want to give too much away, because if you haven't seen it, you need to go see it.
Well, listen, we got an episode about it, talking deep about it. So
right, yeah. Go listen to that.
Go listen to it.
But, you know, it's a crazy, almost love triangle. And not love triangle in a traditional sense where it's one girl choosing two guys. No, she loved one as a brother and one as, you know, her husband. And I'm going to leave it at that. Because it is crazy. I can't even explain it's gonna take a whole episode. It took a whole episode to explain
because it
what happens.
It's just so crazy. It surprises you because you think at the end
everywhere.
And then it opens your brain.
And you're like, what the fuck? And you're like, is this possible? Can this happen? Can this happen?
Is this legal?
Right. I was like, Netflix, I'm gonna need y'all to chill, okay? I'm gonna need y'all to chill, because they already had Black Box tripping us out. You know, is Netflix got some psychological, what was that, Bird Box with Sandra Bullock?
But it's always the ending twists, though.
I'd be like, why y'all doing this? And then you just leave us. And then it'd be over with. It's like, okay.
And then I think behind her scenes, it's one of those unresting shows because it don't end good. That's the crazy part.
It doesn't end good at all, y'all.
It's bad.
And I feel so bad for the little boy at the end because he knew.
He knew.
This is not my mother. And it's just like, oh, what's going to happen to this little boy?
This person is getting away
with it. Oh my God. And he got away with it. Like, I got exactly what he wanted. And I was just like, how? And I know y'all listening like, okay, somebody got murdered. The big whoop, what a storyline. No.
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 No. No. No. It is never that simple. It is not that simple. Please go and watch this. And watch it in the daytime. Have a nice glass of water. You know what I'm saying?
Because it definitely brought tears to my eyes of like, girl. I was scared. So scared. Like I started looking behind me because it was just like it was the twist.
What is going crazy on?
The whole time you're like, why? Like you know, this beautiful lady, so sweet. We feel so bad, and this husband is treating her so
horribly. But whole time,
and then it's just like he's cheating on her, and then I feel bad for the black girl because she just got roped into something that
she had no idea what's going on.
Left it alone. That was a one time she should have listened to her friend. Don't get in this situation with this married couple. But like, y'all. So, what was your favorite scene? Your all time favorite scene in the show?
I'm just giving it away because if you ain't seen it by now, when it first starts to add up that he is putting his consciousness, or they, because I don't know if it was binary or not, so they are putting the consciousness in other people. Or able, like when we first found out about, what is it called? When you can like do stuff with your mind.
Well, it's not telepathic. That's not
not like telekinesis. I don't know. Something like that. But when we first, like when I first started to add it up and I was like, oh, wait.
But it was with, oh girl, was it the black girl when she did it?
When she did it, yes. When she did it, when she figured out how to do it. And I was like, oh my God. And then for me, because you know, I like solving puzzles. I'm like, so is this how something gonna happen with this? And I just, ever since that moment, I had a bad, and that's where my gut like was all knotted up for the rest of the season. Because I was like, something's gonna happen. And I thought she almost got away. Nope. I was just like, damn, Netflix, y'all bogus. Y'all is bogus. And that was the beginning. That was February of 2021.
Yeah.
What a way to start off Black History Month. what a way.
Or the month of love.
Right. Some love. Right. 2 days after Valentine's Day. I was like, oh my God. What? Child. But it was good. A list of great actors, Eve Hewson, Simona Brown, who played the black girl. She is black. Who played Louise. Tom Poor Bateman. Louise. Girl, she got played.
But you know what I loved about this show was the fact that I didn't really know nobody. And they did good.
And they did good.
That's what it was. It's just
it was still some fighting actors like coming up. Mm-hmm. And they did fabulous. I've seen Tom Bateman and Robert Aramo. I don't know how to say his last name. Aramayo. I've seen them somewhere else, but not like huge roles like this. And I felt like they really held their ground. And
they did.
with a script, when you get into psychological thrillers, they can either be really cheesy or really mess you up.
Really mess you up, yeah.
And I feel like the director, the actors and their interpretation, and the writers really did a good job of toting that line. Mm-hmm. So you don't feel fully on either side of that spectrum. You lean in a little bit because it's gonna mess you up a little bit. But you can recover. I feel like you recovered. Yeah. So I mean, you can recover. It makes you think, and then you go back and you look into other stuff that's going on, and you like. You just start thinking. It makes you think a lot. But I appreciated the artwork. So it was good. That's my final pick because I'm exhausted. I don't know. My list could be 20 shows. Mm-hmm. And then we can start the movies after that. Then we can get to the movies after that because there's a list. But I am curious to see who makes the final cut of your top three, darling.
Oh, man. So I had movies, right? Mm-hmm. But then I was just like, forget it, because I can't even, the movies I want to talk about, I actually rather do an episode.
Right.
And then because, let's be clear, I watch way more shows than movies.
Yeah, that's true.
Even though I did watch a lot of movies, but it doesn't even add up to the amount of shows that I indulged in. Mm-hmm. But you shouldn't be shocked at this because I was waiting for this show to come out. And then when it did, it has one of my favorite girls in it. And this show, it had to be my final pick only because it's like, it was just so good. Now. And you watch one, I said, give me the M. So I had to say, Mayor of Easttown.
Oh my god.
I had to.
It wasn't a bad show, y'all. It wasn't a bad show. It just didn't make my topic.
This show was really good because one, it has Kate Winslet in it, and I love her. She's a fantastic actress. And I love watching these small town little shows because it's always something crazy and a twist. And girl. I love a good twist. So basically, and this show actually won so many Emmys. I'm excited to see about Golden Globes, to see where they place at. But this was fantastic. This show just has some really great actors and actresses. And a lot of, like, it was just like one of those small town shows that I always loved and appreciate. So pretty much, if you haven't watched it, spoiler alert, but you should go watch it.
If you ain't watched it, yeah, you late.
Yeah.
You've been out forever.
Because it was actually everywhere, and then it's on HBO Max. So pretty much, Kay plays a mid-aged police officer, mayor, in the secluded town of Easttown. Her shot to glory in this town is a miraculous basketball game in an unsolved case, which sits like a black blob on her career. She is pretty, but her beauty and personality has weathered through the passage of time and circumstances. So pretty much this show, Mare, is... This police officer basically had a rough couple of years. She pretty much loses her son. Mm-hmm. She, her son to, you know, kill himself like 2 years before that, got a divorce, and now had this huge case in the past that wasn't the best. And you know, the town basically is blaming her because she's a police officer, not solving this case. And then all of a sudden, a new case comes up and another girl has died and thought that she was missing. Pretty much, it was just like not only dealing with personal issues and problems, you know, her ex-husband getting remarried, living behind, you know, her other daughter trying to figure out who she is, her mother living with her, her grandson, you know, living with her since the dad have, you know, killed himself in the house where they're staying at.
It was a lot going on.
And just to see just like a small town, everybody knows everybody. And
that's how it be. They be all nosy. Judgmental.
And just trying to solve these cases. And then you have my one of my favorite actors, Evan Peters, which if you don't know him, he played in American Horror Story, started on One Tree Hill. Well, he didn't really start, but he was on air. And he comes in trying to help with the case, and that turns into a whole situation. Mm-hmm. And towards the ending, we thought we had the killer. But because Mare had a gut feeling, she was able to not only solve the case that was haunting her for like a year, she solved that case, but then she solved such a horrible case to the point she had to put her best friend's son behind bars. And basically, it's like her best friend that her best friend looked at her, you couldn't just leave it alone. You couldn't leave it alone. You couldn't just like, you know, my husband was gonna go down for it. It just turns out to be like, Mare, no matter what, I have to do my job.
You gotta do the right thing.
Justice. It doesn't matter.
Absolutely. And if she was her real friend, she would have understood that.
She would understand it. Like, you know, your son murdered somebody.
Like, it's not like
the age. It wasn't like a stab or something. It was just like, no, your son murdered somebody.
Somebody else's child.
Yeah.
So how you think they feel? Somebody else's child.
And then, so it was just such a deep show because it's like, we're watching Mare dealing with all these like different situations, you know, trying to date, but can't fully date because it's like her personal life. She's not talking about, you know, dealing with the fact that her son offed himself in the house and carrying that burden, messing up her relationships with everybody around her. So it was just so deep, such a lot. And I feel like a lot of these times, I think that's why I love the show so much is because people are always going through so much, bearing so much. And it's a lot of times that people just can't stop it.
Right.
Can't focus. And you just see this person that is struggling, you know, about to lose her job, doing whatever it takes to get justice, you know, but also going through other things. So it was actually really good. It was, the acting was phenomenal.
It was good. I don't want to stunt and be like, it was horrible. I think what messed me up is, remember I watched that SNL skit right before we watched this, and it just kind of made it a joke in my head because they like the things that they were satirizing was actually legit and it was funny. Yeah, so I was like, dang, I can't take it serious. But it really was good. It was good quality. It was a good storyline. It was really nicely shot. Like they got
very nicely shot.
They got the vibe right. Like I felt depressed.
Yeah,
it was
just like, dang, this is kind of sad.
Yeah,
you know. And they have a little like, you know, little events in the show, but like, it's like, no, people keep dying. People are missing. Like you felt that while watching it. Like, dang, there's some stuff going on in this town. What is going on? Why can't we find this killer? It's a small town. Everybody knows everybody.
Girl, it be the small town people.
I swear. And then it's just crazy because it's like, one thing I love about what a director does is like, you got me thinking there's like five different killers.
Mm-hmm.
And then just when you thought, dang, that's the killer, it's like,
no. It's not. No.
You know what I mean? And I love that because I love twists on top of twists. And stuff. Oh my goodness, my favorite scene. I was about to say,
which one is your favorite scene?
There were so many great moments. I think one of my favorite scenes, even though this is gonna be kind of off or whatever, but I don't know why I like this scene actually. But I think my favorite scene is, okay, spoiler alert, sorry. When Evan Peter dies, right? It's when Mayor goes to the mom's house, his mom's house. Now, mind you, they're around like the same age, the mom and Evan Peters' mom. And she goes there to like, you know, pay respect. And then her mom is like, no, I don't think you should do that. And then just going there and the mom slaps her not once, but twice. And it's like, dang, don't care if you're a cop, don't say anything because it's right. Like, it's you basically, you killed my son.
Right.
My son is dead because of you, because you wouldn't put it down and I knew that you were bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that scene because that scene was so real because it was like a mom's grieving, but it's like, I told you. And she warned her too. So it was just one of those like authentic scenes that it's like, you killed my boy. And I think Mayor knew that because she already had to carry that burden.
I was left too.
He had such a big crush on her. And I think that she was going to give it a chance, like a shot.
But yeah,
but it was just like her obsession with the case.
Yeah.
And then what makes it even worse that she wasn't even a cop at the time. Like they took her badge.
Yep.
And I just thought that scene was so rough because it was just like, she knew. And I think that's why Mayor went over there, because she knew and she needed to hear that it was your fault. Because everybody was like, it's not your fault. But then it was like, nah.
It actually is my fault. Yeah.
If you would have waited till backup, if you would have did things according to the book.
Right. He would have been alive.
Still be alive. So I thought that scene was so real because, you know, mom is like, I don't care if you're a cop. I don't care what you are.
I was about to say, I'll slap shit out of anybody. What? I don't care. You can be the Dalai Lama. Come here. Get these hands.
Okay, get these hands. So pretty much that is it, guys. That was our top three shows of the year. But I still have to say there were so many other great shows that we're going to dive in to next year. Guys, please watch Squid Games. Squid Games was actually one of the number one shows in the world. And I can't wait to talk about that because it was, oh my goodness, it's a crazy show. And people in
why
the world.
My 8-year old keep trying to watch it. I'm like, boy, if you don't go sit your butt down.
Jenny in Georgia, we wanted to tackle that this year. But please watch it if you haven't. We will be diving in. That was such a great mother and daughter show.
So
we
have cute.
Who Killed Sarah was also a great show. Please dive in and watch that. I could go on. Clickbait was actually really good too.
Clickbait. Oh, I forgot about Clickbait.
Which was a great twist.
That was another twist and turn. You like being confused.
At the last, so guys, there's going to be so many shows that we're going to talk about. So we're going to take off next year. And then movies, guys, please watch Spider-Man.
You got to.
Shanghai.
You got to.
Oh my God, Shanghai. You have to. So good.
If you haven't seen WandaVision yet, watch that. If you haven't seen,
watch all the Marvel shows.
Watch all of them.
Talked about. But watch all of them. And right now, Hawkeye is actually out. Guys, it comes out every Wednesday on Disney Plus. Watch that. It's also really good because it's going to tie in next year. All the rest of the Marvel movies are coming out, which I'm so excited. Matrix come out this Wednesday.
Oh my God, I cannot wait. Y'all, me and my little boo thing or whatever, he loves John Wick.
Oh my God,
he's been making me study John Wick and all of like anything Keanu Reeves does. And he's like, look, you need to focus, okay? Because Matrix is coming out. I need you to be on top of it.
We're watching that.
So definitely. Keep that on the radar. Don't forget, we didn't forget about Insecure. This is the final season.
We didn't forget about that because it's wrapping up. So this is going to be our final. So that's something that we're going to really tackle first and to do a whole special on Insecure.
Because I got to talk about... Oh my God.
There's a lot that I got to get off my chest about.
There's so much.
We're going to just do a whole special. There's going to be certain shows we're going to do next year that's just going to be one episode.
Yeah. Because there's so much to talk about.
It's going to be one of those because...
I think it's only fair because with the season, with the show ending, you know,
with the
Issa
show
Rae,
ending and stuff like that,
she did her thing. Yeah, we got to give her flowers.
We want to really dive in and stuff like that. So, like I said, guys, it's gonna be a lot. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Again, thank you so much for supporting us and listening to us. And like I said, next year we have some great things coming.
My God.
We're going to be doing some really cool episodes. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing mm-hmm. some live ones. Special guests are coming. We're really, really excited. So definitely. We're just going to say thank you so much for listening. Continue to listen. Tell your friends, your families, your boos, and everybody.
Shout us out. Subscribe. We definitely are going to start adding that subscribe button. We're going to start letting you guys comment more on the,
absolutely.
On the podcast. So make sure you got your apps ready. Like if you got us on Spotify, if you got us on Google Podcasts, I think we might appear on Apple Podcasts soon if we get enough listeners up. Uh-huh. So y'all just keep supporting us.
On Anchor, like all mm-hmm. of those, please. And then please follow us on our social medias. That's when we have the polls. We let you guys know. There's an easy click button on our profiles, mm-hmm. On our Instagram. So please, guys, follow us. And again, thank you so much for watching. Let us know. And follow me on my social media. I'm on 10_Nate_ Sia.
Yeah. Hey, you just changed your name. I forgot to. Dang. Girl. And then listen.
You'll be able to find me on Snap and Facebook, but Instagram is the number one.
Yeah, definitely. Follow us on Instagram. And then I'm the Tina Styles with a Z_. Because as you know, I am also a stylist for hair.
That's all, period.
So check us out. And if you guys have any tips you want us to, if there's a show we somehow missed, let us know. Do not be afraid to DM us or comment on any of our feeds, and we will definitely look into it. But I'm ready.
I'm excited.
For this next year. Are you excited?
I'm excited too. It's about to be lit. I'm
so ready, y'all. Well, thanks for listening.
Thank you. And we'll see you guys next year.
Bye.
Bye.